This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on building a union of street vendors in Bengaluru. I had a long list of things I needed to get done on this trip to India. Catch up with Dharminder Kumar in Delhi on our progress at blocking multi-brand retail in Delhi and stopping foreign direct investment state by state, and evaluate our growing alliance with hawkers. And my coming visit with Vinod Shetty in Mumbai will focus on our progress in Dharavi and see the developments in the sorting system for our waste pickers. But none ranked higher than visiting with Suresh Kadashian and seeing if we had finally succeeded in forming official registered unions for the informal workers we were organizing in Bengaluru. The organizing was certainly not new. We'd been plugging away at it for over 5 years with waste pickers, hawkers, domestic workers, and others. But 18 months ago, our decision had been to bite the bullet and register formally as an independent trade union under the laws of the state of Karnataka, where Bengaluru, with about 5 million people, is the capital and largest city. The rest of the world may know Bangalore by its old name and its reputation as India's tech center or a Silicon City, as some of the boosters are saying now. But that's another world from our organizing with slum dwellers and informal workers. But every month we would try to register and could get no decision. And this went on frustratingly for over a year until last December, when finally a deputy labor commissioner agreed to a path forward. Winning the registration was a matter of signatures from members and producing a minimum number at a meeting of the street vendors. We now have organized the vendors in 25 different street markets throughout the city, and once the process is finalized in coming months, Suresh expects we will find ourselves with 6,000 new dues-paying members. I was with Suresh yesterday as we bussed an auto rickshaw to various street markets to meet with the officers of local branches of our new union in several places. I also got to watch him have an impromptu noon meeting with 35 vendors on a side street market that needed to come into the union in order to fight for space under the metro, since a bridge was about to displace them once construction began. It was exciting to watch a small plastic tarp spread over nearby dirt transformed into an organizing meeting. Already, our fledgling union has successfully filed cases against police harassment of vendors based on protections for sellers that are now included in the state constitution, giving hard-pressed hawkers some spring in their step. In the meeting as well, Suresh dramatically pulled out the application papers for a national pension scheme that could provide small retirements for our members after 60 years old based on a 2-to-1 match annually that, importantly, has to be certified by the official seal of our union. Registrations for a waste pickers union had floundered when the city privatized wet and dry garbage pickup, but we're watching that situation closely. We've also now filed for a local union of street food preparers, which could yield another 2,000 members once approved. And yes, India is the home of the craft union more than the industrial model, as you can see. Opportunity within the informal sector abounds. Leaders estimated 130,000 street vendors ply their wares in Bengaluru, and perhaps 1.5 million are vendors among all of Karnataka's 61 million people. But in this huge state, that's still a bridge too far, perhaps, since 10 of the 15 districts would have to organize in order to win a statewide union charter. Big dreams and hard work yield big dividends, and finally, our new union is alive and growing in Bengaluru. But that also means even bigger dreams and harder work lie ahead of us in the future. It was thrilling to be a part of it all.